around the bottom of Chavovon base. Well, Rava Domer Shlosh Al Shlosh of Bishar Begodim Ikubinai. Rava said that between Rabbi Shimon Elazar and Tanna's Rabbi Shmuel, the difference between them is whether Shlosh Al Shlosh, Shlosh Tfachim by Shlosh Tfachim, by other kinds of materials besides Semer and Pishtim, whether they're Makabal Tumor or not. Rabbi Shimon Elazar is Slay, Latanat Ve Rabbi Shmuel less Slay. Shlosh Al Shlosh Bishar Begodim in all that. So where does Reb Shimon ben Elazar know that there's Tuma Bechlal by other Begodim, since they both learn that Semru Pishtim is specific? So why is there any Tuma by other Begodim? Rashi, Menale, Reb Shimon, Shum Tuma Bishar Begodim. Hol Shar Begodim Hastumim Lameidim Mehin Min Mafurish. Since you learn all Begodim from the two that the Torah says Beferish, Semru Pishtim, where is there some kind of ribui that Shar Begodim, other kinds of materials, are Makabal Tuma, at least Bishlosha Al Shlosha? Where it says, Nafka Me Obeged, learns it from the words Obeged by Shrotzim. By Tuma Shrotzim, it says the word Obeged, not just Beged, the Tanya Beged, Ain Li Ela Beged, I might think only a Beged. Shlosha Shlosha Bishar Begodim Minayin. How do I know that even something that's not called a Beged, meaning not Semru Pishtim, by Shar Begodim, that it's Metame if it's Shlosha Shlosha? Talmud Lomar, O Beged. Rashi, may O Beged, the Si Bishrotzim, O Ribuyahu. The word O comes to be Marda, other materials, as long as they're Shlosha Shlosha. Titania, Lo Garcina, the Imas Nisahi, Hechi poligalei abayiv omrim iboyele l'sholosh al sholosh hatana tani behekish shlosh al shlosha b'shar begodim minayim eladrosha deravahi. Right, so Rashi takes out the word detanya, okay, because if it's a brisa, how in the world could Abaye and Rava argue whether it comes to be marv b'shlosh al shlosha or sholosh al sholosh by shrotzim? The brisa says b'feirish, and Abaye and Rava are amoroyim, they can't argue on a brisa. Tosfos keeps the word in detanya. And he says that basically Abaye and Rava are arguing in Tanoim, in what Rav Shimon ben Elazar holds. So they hold that Rav Shimon ben Elazar would learn the Brisa like this. Rav Shimon ben Elazar is a Tana. He can argue on a Brisa, and similarly so can Tanan Rav Shmuel. So therefore they're arguing in Tanoim. It's not a problem to be Goris to Tanya. So Mur says, Va'abaya, hi, O Beged, my Ovidlei. Abaya holds that both Tana de Rabbi Shmuel and Rav Shimon Elazar hold the same thing. That Shar Begodim, there is no Tumah at all. Okay, not by Shrotzim, not by anything. So what does Abaya do with this Ribui? So advice, it says, O Beged. So what do we learn from that Ribui, if not that other kinds of materials are Matame B'Shlosha Shlosha? Abaye says, no, you need that riboy to tell me that we know by Negoyim, that's where the Torah wrote Semru Pishtim, that Negoyim are Metameh B'Sholosh HaSholosh, that three etzbos by three etzbos, right, by Semru Pishtim, but not in anything else. How do I know by Shrotzim that if a Sheretz touches a Beged, that Sholosh HaSholosh, right, at Semru Pishtim, that it's also Mekabel Tumah? So for that, you need the pasuk according to Abaya, O Habeged, by Shrotzim, to tell me that even Sholosh HaSholosh is Mekabel Tumah by Shrotzim. V'Rava, Goli Rachmona Gabi Negoyim, V'Adin HaShrotzim. Rava says, you don't need a rebuy. You don't need a special pasuk to tell me by Shrotzim that Semeru Pishtim is Mekabel Tumah by Sholosh HaSholosh. Because since I know it by Negoyim, automatically I know it by Shrotzim. Once the Torah tells me by Negoyim that a Beged is considered Shalosh HaShalosh by Tzemru Pishtim, the same rule applies by Shrotzim. No reason to differentiate between them. Ba'abaya, Ba'abaya says, no, there is a reason to differentiate. If I wouldn't have a special pasuk by Shrotzim, I wouldn't learn it from Negoyim. Ikala Nifrach, Mala Negoyim, Shekein Shiva Arid Metami Bohem. Right? No, Negoyim is different. Negoyim is more chomer because even Shesiva Arid, not only Shalosh HaShalosh. Shalosh HaShalosh is where you weave already a swatch of a Beged that's three etzbos by three etzbos. Shesiva Arev is any threads that are already complete, they're already spun, spun finished threads, okay, even though they're not finished completely. That all the processes of these threads haven't been finished, but they're already spun, so, and they're fit for weaving. Those threads are makabel tum already. That's siva arif. Siva arif does not mean that it has to be already woven, right? If it's woven already, then shalosh ha-shalosh is makabel tum. But siva arif is where there are spun threads, and they made the threads differently. The shasi is made differently than the arif. One of them, I think the shasi is thicker than the arif. So, is that from member from Ksupas? I don't remember which one of them. I think the shasi.
Isn't it just one weaving like that goes through?
What?
And that's called shiva. One going this direction?
No. It means the thread. The threads that are the Mishnah in Negoyim says it means the thread. Threads that are fit for what's it called? For making shasi or arif, right? They're makabel tum already without any kind of weaving at all. Right. No weaving at all. Because if you had to have weaving, then what's shalosh ha-shalosh? What? I understand that, but why? But what's the halach of shalosh ha-shalosh? Where is that?
Try making the kavah chom before.
I don't know. There's two separate things. One is woven. If it's woven, it needs shalosh ha-shalosh. And what's it called? And things that could weave even more than that. Shalosh ha-shalosh, where you finished a swatch. Right, it's finished, that's makabel tum only b'shalosh ha-shalosh, not less than that. But when you have threads that are capable of weaving a lot of things, right, there are already threads that are capable of weaving, then there's makabel tum just as threads. Okay. So that's siva arif. Siva arif has nothing to do with the fact that it's already woven. It's things that are threads that are fit to be woven. So siva arif is metameh by what's it called by negoy. It's not metameh by shrotzim, right? So I might think that by negoyim where siva arev is metameh, so even what's it called shalosh ha-shalosh is metameh. But by shrotzim where siva arev is not metameh, so maybe shalosh ha-shalosh is also not metameh. So I need the ribuy of obeged to tell me that by tzemer upishtin, by shrotzim is also metameh by shalosh ha-shalosh. The edoch, what does Rava do? Why doesn't he say that you need that pasuk to tell me shalosh ha-shalosh by shrotzim, and you don't learn it from the goyim, not to tell me that you learn shlosh ha-shlosh by shar begadim by shrotzim, that other kinds of begadim are metameh also as long as they're shlosh ha-shlosh. Isol kadaitech negoyim chamirei lichtov rachmona gabi shrotzim v'leisun negoyim minayim. No, because if you think that negoyim are more chomer than shrotzim, and therefore you can't learn shrotzim from the goyim, then why didn't the Torah just say all these halachas by shrotzim, and we'll learn the goyim from a kal v'chomer from them? And since it doesn't do that, it says them by the goyim, it's obvious that you can learn one from the other. The idach, the goyim, mishrotzim lo also. No, there's a reason why you can't learn the goyim, even though the goyim are more chomer in one prat, but shrotzim are more chomer in a different prat. The ikal mifrach, malah shrotzim, shekeh tami b'chadosha. Shrotzim are metameh, even if the sheretz is only an adosha, the side of a lentil. Right? As long as the sheretz is what's it called, is a full sheretz, even if it's a baby sheretz, the size of an adosha is also metameh. And masha'en kein, the goyim are only metameh if what's it called, if you have the size of a gris. Right? You need at least a gris to be in a nega. Sheretz can be even adosha, but a nega has to be a gris. And a gris is much bigger than an adosha. Rashi. Goli Rachmana b'negoyim, the Ravye min o beged, right? We learn by negoyim that the Torah said, o beged, who had in the shrotzim? No, veha beged. Who had in the shrotzim? Even the sibohen beged ki hasam minei alfin of the binyanah. So Abai Rava says no. Since it's said by negoyim that a beged, which is shalosh al shalosh, is matame by tzemru pishtim, I know automatically by shrotzim the same halacha. What's called a beged shalosh al shalosh? When the Torah said by shrotzim the same lashon, it means the same thing. Shemara says no. Rabbi says you couldn't learn shrotzim from negoyim, because negoyim are more chomer than shrotzim. Negoyim are metame b'shiva arev, and shrotzim are not metame b'shiva arev. Shrotzim ain't shiva arev metame behen. The beged shiva hu. It only says a beged, below shiva arev, not separate threads. Ve'idach isol kedaitich. But Rava amar lecha. Rava will answer no. Right? You can learn shrotzim from the goy. Because if you couldn't, right? Amar lecha al korchin l'shlosh al shlosh b'shar begodim asa. That ribuy of obeged has to come to tell me 3 by 3 tvachim by other materials. Right? Not to tell me 3 by 3 etzbos by shlemer upishtim by shrotzim. You don't need that to tell me that. The ilu gimel al gimel b'tzemer upishtim b'shrotzim min negoyim yolif. You could learn it directly from negoyim. The I negoyim chamiri, because if you couldn't learn it from negoyim, because negoyim are more chomer than shrotzim, lichtov rachmona high ribui b'shrotzim. Let the Torah write that ribui by shrotzim, not by negoyim, and learn negoyim from it. Torah always wants to do things in the shortest, most concise way. So why learn it by negoyim and then need a separate ribui by shrotzim to tell me the same halacha applies? Tell me that halacha by shrotzim, and I'll be able to learn it from a kal vachomer from shrotzim. I won't need an extra ribui. So why didn't the Torah save some ink, right, and write the halacha by shrotzim and learn negoyim from it, and write it by negoyim and need a new ribui to learn shrotzim that has the same halacha? Obviously it came to tell me a different drasha and not that same drasha, because if it came to tell me that drasha, the Torah could have said it in a much more concise way. A neged is only called a nega if it has a gris. A sheretz is called a sheretz even if it's only the size of an adosha. Okay. Omer Abaye. So therefore, the machlokas Rav and Abaye is basically in Rav Shimon Elazar. Do you know that there's tuma by other kinds of materials by shrotzim or not? Okay. According to Rava and Rav Shimon Elazar, other the god of makabel tuma if they're shlosha, and we learn it from a ribui of obeged by shrotzim. Rav Abaye holds no. Both Rav Shimon Elazar and Tana of Ishmael hold the same thing. No other material is ever makabel tuma, right? And shalosh ha-shalosh of tzemer upishtim is makabel tuma, and we know that by negoyim because the pasuk says it, and we know it by shrotzim because of the ribui. What's it called? And Abaye holds you can't learn shrotzim from negoyim, and Rava holds you could learn shrotzim from negoyim. Om Rabbi, Hai Tana Dvei Rabbi Shmuel, Matik Ne'idach Tana Rabbi Shmuel. There's another Tana Dvei Rabbi Shmuel, right? Tana Dvei Rabbi Shmuel means a Tana from the yeshiva of Rabbi Shmuel said this thing. So there's another Tana in the yeshiva of Rabbi Shmuel who holds differently. There are two different Tana Dvei Rabbi Shmuels. Okay? Ne'idach Tana Rabbi Shmuel. In other words, the Tani, Dvei Rabbi Shmuel. There's another Tana Dvei Rabbi Shmuel that argues on the first Tana Dvei Rabbi Shmuel. What's this new Tanit of Rabbi Shmuel? Beged. Ein li ela beged tzemru pishtim. Says beged in the Torah. I might think it's only tzemru pishtim. Right? Because it says beged hatzemru pishtim by negoyim. So I might think it's a klalu prat, that klal beged, and then a prat tzemru pishtim, ein lecha bechlal ala mashavesh befrat. That the only materials that are matane are tzemru pishtim. Menayin l'rabo semer gemalim. How do I know that other materials are also chayiv? Like semer gemalim, the wool of camels. And Tosfos points out that even though it's wool, how do I know when the Torah said semer, it didn't mean gemalim? If that's called semer, then maybe the wool of camels also included. How do I know it only means the wool of sheep? So Tosfos says, because semer gemalim is never called semer stam. It's always called Semer Gemalim. It has a Shem Levi. So therefore, that's not Semer. When the Torah said Semer, without any qualification, the only thing that's called wool, without an added name, is sheep's wool. But all other wools are what's it called, have to have the other name. There's Semer Gemalim, Semer Arnevim, whatever. But it's never called Semer by itself. Semer, generic Semer, is only sheep's wool. All other Semers are... They're never called Semer by themselves. Okay, therefore when the Torah said Semer, it meant sheep's wool. So how do you know Semer Arnevim? Right? How do you know also wool of a rabbit? Or notza shel izim? Or what's it called? Notza shel izim is, here again Tosa says, that there's two things that grow on the A's. Okay? One is hairs. And the sar is what's it called? That's what you make a sock out of. You make sacks, right? Out of the hair of the goat, goat's hair sacks. And that you don't need to tell me, because the tuma applies also to a sock, right? And a sock is made out of goat's hair. So goat's hair is metame mishum sock, not mishum beged. Mishum sak, there's a separate halacha, sak. Masha'en kein, what's it called, notes of shel izim, is the kind of very, very thin fleece on the goat that you don't shear. The hairs you shear. The fleece you pull out, like a feather. That's why it's called notza. Because just like feathers, you don't cut, but you pluck. This fleece of the goat, you pluck out. You don't cut it. Okay. So that, I wouldn't know, that you don't make sack out of. You don't make a sack out of that. So that is a beged. How do you know if you made a beged out of notes or shall ease him out of this fleece, the very thin hairs of the goat, right? How do you know that that's also called a beged? V'hashirayim, v'haklach, v'hasorikid. There are all kinds of silk, right? Shirayim and klach are two different kinds of silk. We had it before. And the sarikin, I think, is also a kind of silk. Okay, how do you know to include other kinds of materials besides wool and linen? Talmud Lomar, obeged. From obeged, we learn all different kinds of what's it called of the god. Okay, that they're also matane. Rava Omar. Okay, just one second. So Abaya holds that what's it called? This ton of Rabbi Shmuel argues. Abaya Lishita. So Abaya holds that both ton of Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar hold that there is no other beged that is matana, only tzemer u'pishtim, not by negoyim and not by shrotzim. So therefore, this ton of Rabbi Shmuel that learns from o beged other minei begodim, right? Obviously argues on the first ton of Rabbi Shmuel. So that's what Abaya says. Rashi. Matik mi'idach kolomer motzi hu misvoras idach tana the poligale. This tana de Rabbi Shmuel argues on the previous tana de Rabbi Shmuel. The ashkuch on the mar bishar begodim l'tumah shrotzim, because he holds that by shrotzim other begodim are matane, and Rabbi holds that nobody holds, not the first tana de Rabbi Shmuel, not Rabbi Shmuel Lazar, that anything except semru kishdim is matane, not by negoyim, not by shrotzim. Shall izim kari notza al shem shem gozin osam elamorti, right? The notza shall izim is called the feathers of goats, because just like a feather, you don't shear it, but you pluck it. So too, these very, very thin hairs are plucked and not cut. Okay. Rava Omar, Rava argues on Abaya. And he says the second Tanit of Rabbi Shmuel doesn't argue completely on the first Tanit of Rabbi Shmuel. Rava Omar ki lesle lahach Tanit of Rabbi Shmuel b'shar begodim shalosh al shalosh. Shalosh al shalosh isle. Right? Rava says, no, can say that the two Tanit of Rabbi Shmuel agree. Because when did the first Tanit of Rabbi Shmuel say that only Tzemer u'Pishtim is Metame? That's only b'shalosh al shalosh. If it's three etzbos by three etzbos, that halach is only by Tzemer u'Pishtim. But if it's three tfachim by three tfachim, then even other begodim are matamim, right? Even that big size, even other materials are matamim. And he learns it from Obeged, right? So Rava holds a ton of Rabbi Shmuel would hold that three tfachim by three tfachim is matamim, even with other materials by Shrotzim. Ay, b'ha Rava hu da'amar shlosha shlosha b'shar begodim u'shimer alozer islay the ton of Rishmael leslay. How can you say that? How can Rava say that? Rava is contradicting himself. Because Rava made the statement before that ton of Rishmael and Rishmael alozer argue in what prat that Rishmael alozer holds that shlosha shlosha b'shar begodim is matamim by shrotzim, right? That three tfachim by three tfachim, right, of other materials is matamim by shrotzim. And Rav Tana Rabbi Shmuel holds no beged of other materials is matane, right? Even by shrotzim, even shlosha shlosha. That was the way Rav explained the machlokas between Tana Rabbi Shmuel and Rav Shimon ben Elazar, as opposed to Abaya, who said that they say the same thing. They don't argue, right? So how can Rav come along over here now and say that the Tana Rabbi Shmuel, who says that no other materials matane, right, by shrotzim, is only if it's shlosha shlosha? But if it's shlosha shlosha, it is. Then he's saying what Abaya said. that Tanit Rebbe Shmuel, they're saying, what's an Amagabai? Saying that Tanit Rebbe Shmuel and Shmuel are saying the same thing. Not what Abai said, they said, but that they both agree that Shlosha Shlosha Bashar Begodim by Shrotzim is Matami. And Rava said that's not the case. That's the machlokas between Rav Shimon Elazar and Tanit Rebbe Shmuel. And here, he's going back on his word. He's saying that the original Tanit Rebbe Shmuel also holds that Shlosha Shlosha is Matami Bashar Begodim. Where it says, Hadar Bei Rava Mehu Yad Harata. When he saw there was another Tanit Rebbe Shmuel, instead of making a machlokas between them, it's better to retract what he said before and say that Tanit Rebbe Shmuel and Rav Shimon ben Elazar both agree. Not the same way that Abaye says they agree. Abaye says they agree that no other beggar is Matami Bechlam. And now Rav is saying they agree that In Shar Begodim is Matami Shlosha Shlosha. Right? But they agree. Because otherwise you can have a problem of two Tanit Rebbe Shmuels that argue with each other. Better to make the Tanit Rebbe Shmuel one thing and have Harata from what I said before. So the Gemara says Rava retracted what he said before, and he holds differently. He holds that both Rav Shimon Elazar and Tanit Rebbe Shmuel said the same thing, not the same thing that Abaye says, but that only Tzemru Pishtim is Matane by Negoyim and by Shrotzim, B'Shalosh HaShalosh, but B'Shlosh HaShlosha, it's Matame, what's it called, even Shar Begodim. The boy Sema, another possible answer, right, to this question. How could Rava disagree with what he said before, right? The boy Sema, Hora Papa Amra. It's not Rava who said this answer. The Gemara didn't say the name of Rava, it said the name of Rav Papa. Da Amar Rav Papa, that's how Rashi's Girsa is, because Rav Papa himself said, Af Kol La Suye Kilayim. When Tanit Rebbe Shmuel before said, right, Tanit Rebbe Shmuel, Hol v'nemru begodim b'torah stam, uparat l'cha akosu b'echad, mehem tzemru pishtin, malahalan separate pishtin, af kol tzemru pishtin. When the Tanit Rebbe Shmuel said, so too everything is tzemru pishtin, right, it didn't mean that every case of tumma is only tzemru pishtin. The af kol wasn't going on other cases of tumma. Because Enochinami, Tanit Rebbe Shmuel holds that Shlosha Shlosha is Matame, even that Tzemru Pishtin by Shrotzim. So when he said, Af Kol, so too everything else is only Tzemru Pishtin, he wasn't going on Tumas Begodim. He wasn't saying that, so too other Tumas Begodim is only Tzemru Pishtin. The Af Kol was going on Kilayim. So too, Kilayim is only Tzemru Pishtin. That's what he was going on. Af Kol means so too. In other situations, it's only Tzemru Pishtin, meaning kilayim, but not too much begotten. That's what Rav Papa said. Samora says, kilayim behed yuksivi be, lo silba shachni tzemru pishtim. Yachem. Why do I need a ton of Ishmael to tell me that by kilayim it's only tzemru pishtim, right? It says beferish in the Torah. Don't wear tzemru pishtim, yachem. Not other kinds of begotten. Samora says, no. So kadaitachamene honi mile derech levisha. When did the Torah say only tzemru pishtim? That's if you wear it. Okay? Well, you wear it, mamash. You put it on, you wear it. Aval b'ha'alah, kol trei minei asur. But halah is where you only drape it around you. Draping it, which we learn from Sukkim, lo sala olecha, right? So there's two chiyuvim of shatnez. One is where you wear it, mamash, and one is where you only drape it over you. And there are differences between these two halachas. Okay? Where you chayev for levisha, where you chayev only for where you chayev also for halah. Okay, so and I think that when the Torah said don't wear lo silba shatne semru pishtim, that's talking about wearing it. Then it's only semru pishtim. But if you drape it over you, right, there you chayiv on any two different kinds of materials. Therefore, you need Tanit Rebbe Shmuel to come and tell me, no. Right, even by draping, it's only what's it called a semru pishtim. Because that doesn't say the feirish in the Torah. So when it says, v'lav kavachomer, well, it's kavachomer. Umalavisha the komisane kule gufe nikilai omer semru pishtim. If by levisha, where your whole body is nehena by wearing kilai, it's only semru pishtim, right? In midi achrini lo, nothing else. Halal lo kolshken. Surely, if you only drape it over you, can't be worse. Draping could be less, but not worse. Can't be that wearing is only semru pishtim, but draping is anything. Doesn't make sense, right? If anything, it's the opposite. Right? Ella, the Rav Papa Bedusahi. Rav Papa was, what's it called, was mistaken. He never said such a thing, it's a mistake. Can't say such a thing. Bedusa. Badui means it's made up, right? It's not something that was legitimate. It was a mistaken data. And the Aruch learns Berusa with a resh. Berusa means it was an outside data. It wasn't an accepted daya that was part of Mesoras HaTorah. It was outside. It's a das chitzoni. It's an outside daya, meaning that it was, instead of saying they made a mistake, the Aruch says, they wanted to be more delicate. They didn't say a Tana made a mistake. He didn't make a mistake. He just said a daya that which is outside the pale of what Torah is. It's outside. So it's an outside daya, not an inside daya. Rashi. Rava Amar, Kilesle Latana Duresha, Bishar Bigod and Bishratzib, Gimel al Gimel, the Yilmad Sosum and Amafurish, Amashlosh, Alshlosh, Bishratzib, Isle, Behu Disrabu me Obege. Rava says no, there's no machlokas between these two Tanad Rebbe Shmuels, because even the first Tanad Rebbe Shmuel only said that Semro Pishtin is the only thing that's Matami when it's Gimel Etzbos by Gimel Etzbos. But Shlosha Tvachim, by Shlosha Tvachim, he learns from the Obeged that like Rav Shimon Elazar, that it includes what's it called, all begotten, all kinds of materials. So Rav says, but Rav said not like that. Rav said that only Rav Shimon Elazar holds like that. Tanit Rav Shmuel Taka holds that no other materials, Matame, even Bishlosha or Shlosha. Father Bei Rav, Meahi. So Rav says, Rav had regretted that. He retracted that. But Omer, the Tanit Rav Shmuel, Rav Shimon Elazar, Omer Dover Echad. And he retracted it, and he said that Enoch Hanani, Rav Shimon Elazar and Tanur Shmuel both hold the same thing. And just like Rav Shimon Elazar holds, by Shar Begodim, Shlosh Al Shlosh by Shratzim is Matame, Tanur Rav Shmuel also holds like that. The Lav Kabbayah, not that they hold the same thing like Abayah said. Ela de Tarvayah, Bashar Begodim, Tuma Gimal Gimal Lekah, Shlosh Al Shlosh Ika. Abayah said they hold the same thing, that they both hold that no other garment is ever Matame by anything. And Rava said they said the same thing, but they both agree that by Shlosha Shlosha, other begotten are matami by Shratzim. And you learn from Obeged. The Boyesema, Hosh Maisa, the Seifi, Lav Rava Omri. Or as another possible answer, that Rava wasn't the one who said this. That what's it called, the Tanud of Rebbe Shmuel holds that Shlosha Shlosha is matami b'shar begotten. Elara Papa Omri, right? The Gemara got the wrong man the Omri. It was Rapapa who said it, not Rava. He's the one who said that the two Tanit Rebbe Shmuels don't argue. And he's the one who said that the first Tanit Rebbe Shmuel also holds by Shratzim, if it's Shlosha Shlosha, it's Matame even by other garments. And you learn it from Ohadeged. The Rav Papa Omer Ath Kol Asri Klein. Because Rav Papa explained the first Tanit Rebbe Shmuel when he said, just like by Negoyim, it's only Tzemru Pishtim, so too by everything in Tzemru Pishtim. It didn't mean everything. Afkol meant specifically Kilayim. Afkol, the Tana, the Resha, the Ka'amar, Afkol Begodim Stam, Tzemru Pishtim, Lav Lefushe Begodim Stumim Betumah Ka'asi. He's not coming to tell me that all Begodim that are mentioned by Tumah, any kind of Tumah, are only Tzemru Pishtim. Because then that would preclude him holding that by Shratzim, Shlosha Shlosha Bashar Begodim is Metamim. Because he made a blanket statement, Afkol, all other begotten are not Mekabel Tumah in any way, unless it's Emro Pishtim. So Rav Papa said that Afkol is not going, that all other begotten are not Metami. It's going on one specific thing. The Bishar Tumah Vade Metami, Shar Begotten. This Rabu Mi Obeged. For other Tumas besides Negayim, other materials are also Metami, as long as they're Shlosha Shlosha. Ela Lefrushe Beged Ha'omer B'Kilayim, Stam, who begged Kilayim, Shatnez, he's only coming to tell me that when the Torah said begged, don't wear a begged, that Shatnez, it meant Semru Pishtim, only linen and wool. Hilkach l'rapop, alomatik haitana milsei, the haitana, right, v'hach piruka de sefa, ihu amra, vol itmar, k'da amras le'aliba de rava, he's the one who said this answer, that Tanit Rebbe Shmuel, the first one and the second one, agree, right, Rava didn't say that, Rapapa said it. The Mathli ben Gimel al Gimel Shlosha Shlosha. And he makes the distinction between three etzbals, where it's only Tzemru Pishtim, even by Shratzim, and three Tvachim, which is even other materials by Shratzim. Elohachi Itmar, Rav Papa Omer, Lo Mathik Haitana Me'idach Tana. The Afkol Asui Kalai. That when he said Afkol, he's not coming to exclude all other begotten from Tumah. He's only telling me that when the Torah said the word beged by shatnez, it means semer upishti. That's all. When Rava said it, we'd have to say that when he said afkol, it means just like by negoyim, only tzemru pishtim is metame with three etzbos by three etzbos, so too all other begotten that are three etzbos by three etzbos are only metame be tzemru pishtim. But shlosha shlosha, three tvachim by three tvachim, that we learn from a riboy, that by shrotzim, it's metame even other materials. The afogav lo metame shar begotten be negoyim, to honismatu betray miyute, and even though by negoyim, even shlosha shlosha is not metame, because we have two miyutim. Right, two times it said semru pishtim by negoyim, and therefore no beged is metame by negoyim. That's not semru pishtim. Israbu b'shrotzim by shrotzim. There's a ribui. There it's only memayit shalosh hashalosh, but not shlosh hashloshim. Aval rapap alomi boyalon lefluge the kivin israbu shar begodim l'shrotzim israbu l'chol torah semru pishtim bein l'shalosh bein l'shloshim. But now in rapapa we don't have to make that distinction. Rapapa holds that once the Torah said by shrotzim that other begadim are metame, it's even shalosh hashalosh, not only shlosh hashalosh, even shalosh hashalosh. So it's a blanket, what's it called, ribui. Shmuel says, behed yiksiva bei. What do I need a pasuk to tell, why do I need a ton of Shmuel to tell me, just like negoyim is only tzemru pishtin, when it said beged, so too when it says kilayim, it's only tzemru pishtin. The Torah says beferish, kilayim is tzemru pishtin. Tzemru pishtin, osul b'shatni, says beferish, that what's it called, the shatni tzemru pishtin. Well, he says, no, that's by Levisha. But the halal, I might think, even if it's not semru pishtim. Therefore, you need Tanit Rav Shmuel. Tell me, in every case of shatnez, whether you're wearing it or draping it on you, it's only semru pishtim. The Gemara says, l'chora, there's no svar in that. Because if you know that wearing it is only semru pishtim, then kal v'chomer, draping it is only semru pishtim. It can't be worse draping it than wearing it. Wearing is worse than draping. The Gemara says, rapapa is bedusahi. That it's not a, he made a mistake, it's not a proper legal.